In Northwest News from 88.5 KNKX, a local wild salmon advocacy group, the Wild Fish Conservancy, has filed suit against Cook Aquaculture. They say the Canadian company must be held responsible for the collapse of its net pen in Deepwater Bay off Cypress Island this summer. More from 88.5 Environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
The net pen collapse led to the release of non-native Atlantic salmon into Puget Sound. The group is filing suit under the Clean Water Act, saying the more than 100,000 fish that escaped, as well as debris from the net pen collapse itself, polluted the water and harmed the public good. Kurt Beardsley is executive director of the Wild Fish Conservancy.
These fish can compete with our native fish. They can compete for food. They can compete for spawning. They can spread viruses and parasites or other toxins. It is definitely in the category of a pollutant.
The suit says the company's negligence led to the collapse, which would increase any fines. But Beardsley says they also want to show the perils of farming salmon in public waters because of the use of pharmaceuticals and potential for the spread of disease. Earlier this year, they launched a campaign called Our Sound, Our Salmon to oppose the expansion of Atlantic salmon net pens in Puget Sound, a longstanding goal of their organization. Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.
Cook Aquaculture said it hasn't seen the lawsuit and can't comment. In prior statements, the company said it's working with state, federal, and tribal agencies to ensure that this incident is not repeated.